Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Director of Human Resources, Beth Deerdorf. So as the coronavirus pandemic has continued on for quite some time now, people are still trying to adjust and find ways to run their organizations while governmental entities are also figuring out how they should manage the coronavirus pandemic. And one of those that has popped up in recent months is a potential vaccine mandate for organizations who employ more than 100 employees. So can you just walk us through a little bit about what you know about that potential mandate?
Sure. Under this potential mandate, we could be required to gather all the vaccination status for our employees. And for those employees who are not vaccinated, we would be required to have a testing option for them, or they would have to wear a face mask while they're in the office, or we could require them to be vaccinated.
Now, when you're talking about that specifically, obviously there's multiple options that an employee of Dallas County could take, but how preliminarily would the county handle having so many options for an employee to take, whether they become vaccinated or they have to wear a mask or they have to be tested on a regular basis? You know, how would the county go about setting up kind of the rules and regulations of how an employee could do that?
Ultimately, that would be at the decision of our Board of Supervisors. However, we would most likely give the employees the option to either be fully vaccinated or the weekly mandatory testing and face mask covering. So we would first determine the vaccination status of all of our employees, and then from there we would gather that information and decide who would need to be tested and who would need to be wearing a face covering.
Now, when we're talking specifically here about Dallas County alone, after the most recent census data, Dallas County has been shown to be one of the fastest growing counties in the state and really throughout the country. So when we're talking about the staff of Dallas County alone, how many people are we talking about that this would have to be figured out for?
Dallas County roughly employs about 300 employees.
Now, when you're talking about the testing option specifically, you talked about how some you could require the employees who weren't vaccinated to wear masks or to be vaccinated. But if they went kind of with that testing option and that was what was decided, how would the county implement that? Would the county have to pay for the testing, or how would that be figured out kind of preliminarily where you're at right now?
So under the mandate, the employer is not responsible to provide the testing. The testing should be provided by the employee. However, the Board of Supervisors could make the decision to provide that testing for our employees, but I can't speak for them. They have not made the decision on whether they would provide that testing or not.
Now, it was talked about at a recent board meeting you had discussed with the county supervisors about kind of getting this process not started, obviously, because the mandate has not gone one way or the other, but you wanted to kind of lay out the groundwork, if you will, about how this would be implemented. And, you know, kind of just discussing with you, where are you at with that process right now?
So this process right now, I am looking into updating and creating a policy that we could potentially use to go in front of the Board of Supervisors for their review. And if the mandate is upheld and we do have to go into implementing this vaccine mandate, then the Board of Supervisors could be able to review this policy and either approve it or, you know, make some changes for whatever they see fit.
Now, you kind of talked about it a little bit when you brought that up with the supervisors about there would be kind of a deadline of when that would have to happen. So can you just walk us through a little bit about that deadline itself if the mandate were to be put into place?
So if the mandate were to be put into place, it is my understanding that since Iowa has a state-run OSHA plan, that our OSHA plan would then have 30 days to adopt the federal mandate. And from there, we would then have 30 days from when our state adopted the plan to implement this mandate. And the first date of that implementation of the mandate would be gathering the vaccination status for all of our employees.
Now, when you look at county staff, there's a lot of people probably on the books for Dallas County. As you mentioned, there's roughly 300 employees for Dallas County. Would this mandate, if it were to go into effect, which just for clarification has not happened yet or might not happen at all, but if it were to go into effect, would that policy include everyone who is employed by Dallas County, or would the rules be different for some employees opposed to others?
No, it would go into effect for all Dallas County employees.
Now, would that include places like the sheriff's office and their employees, or is because they're a part of a union, would that be different for them, or how would that work?
That would still apply to the sheriff's office and our bargaining units as of right now.
Now, just for kind of the listeners to explain to them, as the human resources director for Dallas County, you know, what really is your involvement with this process, just so the people listening at home can know how you're involved with that process, if it were to ever happen?
So I would head up this process. I would work on creating and implementing the policy, and also work with our department heads and our elected officials in ensuring that we are abiding by the requirements of the mandate. So gathering the required information, making sure that we're following up on that information, and so that we maintain compliance with the mandate. So I would head up the whole project.
Now, kind of just one last question here. Is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention, or anything that you feel people should know, whether that's county staff or general public, about what is currently happening with that potential vaccine mandate for those organizations that employ more than 100 people?
Sure. So there was a stay put in place. So this mandate is blocked, right, as of right now. It is sitting with the 6th District Court. So as of right now, Dallas County is not taking any steps to implement this mandate, and we will not take any steps until we understand what's going to happen with the legal lawsuits that are pending. So all of this is just in preparation, just in case we were to have to implement. But however, we are not taking any steps at this time to start that implementation process.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Director of Human Resources, Beth Deardorff. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.